professor of Tongji and Harvard at Tongji and Harvard Universities.
I'd like to make 3 points about Shanghai's economic and spatial structures. The first one is about when we talk about Shanghai, New York, and London, we might pay more attention to different scales. Shanghai is a metropolitan area, which means city groups, city class, not just a single city. This is different from the New York. Shanghai covers more than 3,000 square kilometers. New York City covers nearly 700 square kilometers. So when we want to make a comparison, we should be careful. This is the first one. The second one is about we often say Shanghai is the more focused manufacturing factors in terms of economic structures. This is true or not? I think if we say in terms of the whole area, in terms of the metropolitan area of Shanghai, this is true. If we look at the central city, Shanghai central city covers 600 square kilometers, really similar to the New York City. I still think service sector is higher. So this is a two space, two structures. This is characteristics of Shanghai. Finally point, I want to say, this dual structure might be another type of global cities. New York City, London City, Tokyo City is kind of for developed country. Shanghai is another for developing country. One hand, it should increase the service sector. On the other hand, it serves the hinterland because China still should put forward industry. So I want to make these 3 points clear. Thank you.